I am Don Juan Sebastian Aguilar. Now, we have been introduced, Señor Jensen.
Even though Smoke did not like Aguilar, he supposed it wouldn't hurt anything for him to unbend a little.
What brings you to Big Rock, Señor Aguilar?
Business. We have come to take possession of our new home, Señor Jensen.
You bought property around here?
And that was not necessary. It is mine by right.
As far as I know, all the land around here has been bought or filed on properly.
Mr. Jensen, have you ever heard of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo?
The man's tone put Smoke's teeth on edge again. He controlled that irritation.
Of course I have.
Part of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo specified that...
Talk. Sebastian, it is cold out here. Can you and Mr. Jensen not discuss business inside somewhere it is warm?
I had hoped to speak with the sheriff since he represents the authorities here in Big Rock.
Monty doesn't appear to be here, or you would have seen him before now. He would have shown up to see what all the commotion was about earlier. He's probably been called out of town on some law business.
Once again, Smoke told himself to be the bigger man and extend an olive branch, despite his dislike for this man.
Why don't you come with me over to my friend's restaurant and we'll have some coffee?
Travis Hinton had driven the carriage along the street to Patterson's livery stable, where the horses would receive top-notch care. He came back now.
That sounds like a good idea to me, Don Sebastian. I could use some warming up. Jensen. You think this friend of yours might have a bottle of whiskey to sweeten that coffee of mine?
Considering that Longmont's is as much a saloon as it is a restaurant, I think that's a pretty good bet.
Longmont? Louis Longmont?
One in the same.
Reckon I heard of him, too.
Very well. I will join you, Señor Jensen.
Good. And you and I will resume our shopping, Señora Jensen?
By all means. I still need some things.
They turned and headed back down the boardwalk, trailed by the silent older woman and Aguilar's two gunmen. Smoke figured their job was to watch over Doña Mariana. Smoke held out a hand toward Longmont's. Louis was still standing out in front of his place. Smoke noticed that Louis's coat was pushed back a little, so it would have been easier to reach his gun if a fight had broken out. Smoke had no doubt that his friend would have backed his play.
Right this way, gentlemen.
But there would have been a large number of dead men on the other side, too. And any survivors would have then had to worry about Smoke's brothers, Luke and Matt, and the old mountain man called Preacher, not to mention Monty Carson, Pearly, and Cal.
I'm guessing your coffee's gotten cold in there, Smoke.
You can have your cook warm it up with some more from the pot and pour fresh cups for these two fellas here. Louis, this is Don Juan Sebastian Aguilar.
Señor Aguilar, I'm Louis Longmont.
Smoke noticed that his friend had not said that the meeting was a pleasure, as Louis nearly always did. The way Aguilar treated animals, it would never be a pleasure for Louis, or Smoke for that matter. Aguilar nodded.
And this is Travis Hinton.
We've met.
We have?
Briefly, about 6 years ago, down in San Antonio, at a saloon across from the Alamo. That was the night you shot and killed Hank Bedford.
Old Hank. He's like the third or fourth fellow who ever threw down on me. I gotta say, though, I don't recall meeting you that night, Mr. Longmont.
Like I said, our acquaintance was brief. I was part of the game where the incident took place. I believe we'd played only one hand of poker before Bedford accused you of cheating.
Yeah, I remember that all right. I didn't take kindly to it. You didn't happen to agree with him, did you?
No, I didn't. Hank Bedford was just a poor loser, and it cost him his life.
Uh-huh. Now, what's this I hear about some hot coffee?
Of course. Come in, gentlemen.
A couple of minutes later, four men were sitting at a table with fresh cups of coffee.
We were speaking of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. One of its provisions was that it honored the validity of land ownership originally granted by the King of Spain to those who colonized this land.
Now, wait a minute, Señor Aguilar. I believe that provision has been interpreted differently by the Mexican and American governments. There was no blanket validation of Spanish land grants in the treaty.
And that is the American interpretation, as you phrase it, Senor Longmont.
I've read some about this in the newspapers, too. Isn't the government in Washington leaving it up to the individual states and territories to figure out, taking the cases one at a time? Seems like I've heard that some of the land grants down in Texas and New Mexico have been upheld.
Indeed, they have. And now it is time for Colorado to do the right thing as well and restore such land to its rightful owners. It may not have seemed like it at the time, but actually, I'm glad to have met you today, Senor Jensen. I was going to be calling on you anyway. In fact, I wanted to speak to the sheriff to ask where I might find you.
Why is that, Senor Aquilar?
Because this ranch you own, this so-called sugar loaf, it sits right in the middle of the Aguilar land grant. My land grant.